From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We, as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope your week has started out well. We're going to try to keep that going for you, if indeed it has. I'm joined today on the Maggie Dawn Show by my guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz. You're going to find Tom with me here every Monday. A little bit of change in our scheduling moving into the drive time slot. Welcome back to the show, Tom. Really good to have you here. Lots happening.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It felt like I was just here, though, because I was on last Thursday. But I got to tell you, Monday's a little bit different. There's a boatload of stuff that happened over the weekend. And I do have to tell you, though, I love your new show opening.
Oh, good. It's awesome. I'm glad. Yeah. I hope all of you listening along with Tom and I enjoy some of the new elements that we have added to this fine program. Of course, as always and ever, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let me tell you a little bit about what we've got in store for you this afternoon. Of course, we are going to need to dive a little deeper into the putative prosecution of Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan. I've reviewed the criminal complaint in detail. I've also reviewed Attorney General Pam Bondi's legal guidance to federal law enforcement agents when it comes to apprehending people suspected of being here illegally. And I have to tell you, there are pieces of this that are simply shocking. That memorandum was issued on March 14th. A question that I'll tease now and that we'll get into is, has Pam Bondi issued revised guidance since the Supreme Court has made clear that due process does in fact apply? Has Judge Dugan gotten due process? We're going to discuss all of that. We're also going to talk about these deportations of children who are United States citizens. Near as I can tell, nobody can actually deport someone who is a citizen. That's not a thing. We'll discuss one of these kids having stage 4 cancer. And all of this, of course, leads us inexorably to that big question that so many of us are grappling with, which is 100 days into Donald Trump's administration, what exactly is going on here? So we will discuss that as well. We have two fine guests this afternoon. At the bottom of this hour, we'll be joined by Sarah Anderson. She's the Global Economy Project Director. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that when we talk about wealth inequality and our tax system and the budgeting process in government, I believe that those are all expressions of our nation's values. In other words, we like to say we're all about hard work and bootstraps, but does our tax code actually reflect those values? Does the skyrocketing amount of wealth inequality and, frankly, a presidential cabinet filled with billionaire overlords speak to those values? We will discuss that with Sarah, Tom, and you all. And at 5:30, we'll be joined by Gina Krause-Vilmar, President and CEO of Upwardly Global. Upwardly Global is a leading voice in ensuring that skilled immigrants, refugees, and asylees who hold the right to work, in other words, they have a work permit or a visa permitting work, that those who are here that have a right to work can fully contribute to the United States workforce and our communities. As they have recently published a report examining the roles of immigrants in reviving the Great Lakes region, cannot wait to talk to Gina. She'll be joining us at 5:30. So let's jump right in here, Tom. I wanted to get your reactions. I know you took a listen to my fine colleague on two fronts, a fellow lawyer and a fellow broadcaster here with Civic Media, Jim Santel's fine program, Amicus, a Legal Brief, which you can hear on Saturdays. I know you took a listen to that, Tom. What do you make of Judge Dugan's arrest and the manner of her arrest? Public, yes. A perp walk, handcuffed. That picture is shocking. Of course, Cash Patel putting that up on X. If you haven't seen it, it is a picture of Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan with her hands handcuffed behind her back being led into a federal vehicle by federal officials. What did you make of Friday's events?
Yeah, I think this is par for the course. You know, as I look at the Trump administration, it doesn't feel like they're actually interested in trying cases in court. They're interested in trying cases in the court of public opinion. And that whole spectacle was really meant to try to drive a change in public opinion about their deportation policies and that they're right, because they keep looking at the polls and watching the polls go sideways or south on all the issues that they think they won the election on. And so this is just another part of that whole thing, you know, handcuffing her, walking her out, you know, it didn't have to be that way. And I think Jim Santel did a great job of saying, look, this is normally the way you would handle these things, but none of this is normal. None of this is, I would say, based on the rule of law. It's all based on people not doing what the Trump administration would like them to do. So it goes back to a whole bunch of other things that are happening in the same vein.
Yeah, it seems to me to be unabashedly and unapologetically about fear and intimidation.
Yes.
We're going to get into the details of the criminal complaint, but I wanted to share a couple thoughts from Joyce Vance. She's a former federal prosecutor. Here's what Joyce Vance had to write in her Substack over the weekend. Why was the judge arrested? Normally, in cases like this that do not involve violence or a risk to community, or where there's some indication that a defendant might flee, a case goes next to the grand jury. And if indictment is issued, the defendant receives notice to appear in court. So what Joyce Vance is pointing out there is where you don't, in a case like Judge Dugan's, where there's no indication the person's going to flee from prosecution, and there is absolutely no even articulable basis that there's any threat to the community, they will convene a grand jury and seek a federal indictment. That wasn't done here. One has to ask why. If you're going to charge a state court judge, this is the place that if I was a federal prosecutor, boy, I would want more process, more insulation of my decision making, not less. And they took the less process option. In fact, perhaps not so much due process option.
Right.
We'll get
if
to
you,
that.
If you were concerned for the outcome.
Right.
But that's, I don't think that's the concern right now. The concern is the publicity of what they want to see being publicized across the country and across the world.
Yeah, and Joyce Vance points out the government is going to have to take the case to a grand jury to obtain an indictment in the next few weeks or face a preliminary hearing in court where they would have to present all their evidence, a step federal prosecutors typically avoid. She's pointing out that the arrest itself, completely unnecessary. If you're going to go after a judge, typically the point would be to go get, again, convene a grand jury, obtain an indictment, and then ask for the person to surrender. The fact that none of that was occurring here, the fact that both Cash Patel and Pam Bondi, I've got a hit list, FBI director, and I'm not really sure if I'll actually follow court orders or the Constitution, Pam Bondi, Attorney General. This isn't following any kind of normal practice. The manner of the execution of the arrest was sensationalized. And both of those individuals, Cash Patel and Pam Bondi, as I was saying, went on social media and on national news broadcasts and did something that is never done. And that is in a criminal case that is moving forward. They made arguments and statements that went outside of the four corners of the complaint. There is actual DOJ policy that prohibits people from doing that because it can prejudice the prosecution and lead to grounds for appeal. Right. So, again, you look at all of this and you step back. What's happening here has nothing, as you pointed out, Tom, nothing at all to do with the outcome or whether or not they actually think they're going to get a conviction. It has everything to do with shoot first, aim later, and try to scare the bejiggers out of anybody who might oppose the Trump's unconstitutional agenda when it comes to deportations.
Right. And it's not a well thought out plan.
It certainly is not.
They seem to be playing whack-a-mole in a whole bunch of different areas, you know, and today they came out with another couple of executive orders around, you know, deportation of undocumented people. And it's like they just keep saying over and over again what they think needs to happen. And I'm very curious to listen to our second guest today and what she thinks is happening in that world. So I think that's going to be a great conversation we're going to have there. But I guess in this instance, when I look back, it's par for the course. It's theater. It's legal theater instead of political theater, but it's almost the same thing. And then, but we're talking about people's lives. And well, part of it is the cruelty and part of it is the flood the zone and shock and awe to try to take the perception away from what's really happening. Because Maggie, you know this, right? The number of container ships that are coming over from China, the amount of goods that are on them is going to be decreasing week by week over the next 6 weeks. And there are going to be store shelves empty by the time we get to June. And so they're doing everything in their power to make sure they control the narrative away from what's really happening with the economy.
Well, and to that point, Gary Cohn was on one of the morning talk shows yesterday. He's the CEO of IBM. And he basically said, you'll feel the pain at the end of May. Yes. Like container ships are moving around the world. Right. And many of them, they used to be completely full. But container ships must sail. They can't sit empty at ports. There are schedules. You got to keep them moving in and out. So they will sail whether or not they're full of cargo or not. And right. there are astoundingly huge numbers of container ships that are shockingly empty of goods.
Yes.
And so Gary's saying, hey, you're going to feel that at the end of May. I think a lot of this is to create, you know, the misdirection. But all of the theater, again, has a very real personal cost. I mean, how much money will Judge Dugan have to expend to defend herself from these, what I'm going to just call it, absolutely bogus charges? Folks, right. If you want to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-752-4842. We had to get through so much of it on Friday. I was very upset in discussing it. So if you would like to rejoin that conversation today, please do so at 855-75-CIVIC. We got Cindy from Appleton. Say hello to Tom. What are your thoughts this afternoon, Cindy?
Well, I'm just disgusted. I can't even believe this is happening. And I want to go back to where you talked about people, you know, the taxation issue and tax breaks for the wealthy and the disparity. I don't think enough people care yet. And I don't think enough people care about what's going on with these deportation issues. But maybe once they come with container ships that are empty and people are starting to fight for food, maybe then some of these people will wake up and smell the coffee.
I certainly hope it doesn't come to that, Cindy. But it seems we've entered into a new phase in our government where unless people feel the pain themselves, they won't believe what they see with their very eyes. They have to feel it.
Yep.
Have we all become Judases? I mean, it's not just a Judas, but Peters, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We all meant Peter.
It's just a lack of empathy for others.
Yes. When we get back, I'm going to dive into the complaint and tell you how stupid these charges are because I got some time to reflect and read it over the weekend. We got Tom Paulsowitz with me and each and every one of you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join this great conversation, 855-75-4842. Is the prosecution of Hannah Dugan doomed to fail? We discuss next.